broadcasting live from the Sonoma Marin Fair, the 79th year this fair has been in existence. We've been here for a number of years, myself, Steve Gardner, along with Chef John Ash. You were actually on the chef stage about 8 years ago, 2010.
Doing
a demo.
What did I do? Can you remember?
No idea. Maybe you did grilled cheese.
Oh, maybe.
I could have been. Yeah. The Sonoma Marin Fair, an important component is the wine tasting. They do a very intensive tasting and judging and sweepstakes award-winning wines at the fair every year. Tasting starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon in the Wine Pavilion. That's where we're set up this morning. And then it starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be talking with both the White and Red Sweepstakes award-winning winemakers this morning, and we're starting that off with Imagery Estate Winery 2017 Albarino from the Sonoma Valley, the Sweepstakes award-winning white wine. And on the phone with us this morning is Jamie Benziger. Good morning, Jamie, and welcome to the Good Food Hour.
Ah, thank you so much for having me. How are you guys doing over there?
We're doing fine. I'm Steve Garner. That's my voice, and the other voice belongs to John Ash.
Yes, and he'll say something. So, hey, how are you?
Good to talk with you guys. Doing great.
Hey, thank you for joining us. I just need to tell you quickly, I go back a long way with your family. In 1981, when I started at KSRO, I had the pleasure in 1982 interviewing Bruno.
Oh, my gosh. That must have been quite a fun interview.
Your grandpa was my first wine interview in 1982 after Glen Ellen Winery won the sweepstakes for their Sauvignon Blanc. Remember that, John? Your winery kind of came out of nowhere. Mike Benziger and his wife started coming west in the 70s and founded this vineyard, and all of a sudden, Glen Ellen just came to the forefront and blew everyone's mind introducing your Sauvignon Blanc. Did you get a chance to know your grandpa?
I did briefly. I only have maybe a couple of fond memories of him. He actually passed away in 89, and I was born. So they're very, you know, kind of blurred memories, but, you know, growing up, you know, and being a close-knit.
So you certainly heard stories.
You know, my grandmother, Bluey, Helen Benziger also. So you feel like you got to know him, even though I don't know if I had as many, I didn't have that many years with him.
The winery, the Imagery Winery, was part of Benziger, part of Glen Ellen. And I know these have been sold, these entities. But you, is it your dad that are co-winemakers at Imagery?
Yeah, so, you know, my dad has been the winemaker for Imagery for the last 35 years, and he actually just retired at the end of 2017. So he handed me down all the winemaking responsibilities and has made me a winemaker for Imagery Estate Winery starting the first of the year in 2018.
So how many...
Albarino, it's actually a team effort.
How many different wines do you produce at Imagery?
We produce about 30 different wines.
Wow.
So focusing on your lesser-known varietals, so your Spanish and Italian varietals, and then some really fun red blends as well.
Well, talk about Albarino. It's a varietal that probably many people are not familiar with. Why did you plant it, and what's so important about this varietal?
Yeah, so Albarino, you know, my dad has always been, you know, looking for that new wine that, you know, really stands out from the rest of the others. And Albarino, he saw it's a Spanish grape. It has a lot of bright citrus, peach, apricot flavors. And dad thought that this would be a perfect grape to plant in the Sonoma Valley with the sandy clay loam soils. And so we have one of our growers, Silva Vineyards. They actually worked with my dad, Mark Burningham, to plant over their vineyard to Albarino. And so our first vintage was 2013, and it's just been making a consistently standout rock star of a wine, especially a white wine. And I think it's every year that it's made, it has a thick skin. So every year, I know my dad's been always told me you got to watch out for the bitterness and the astringency that comes from those thick skins. So we only use free run juice, and the juice that comes off of out of these grapes are just concentrated, nice bright acidity, and just makes for, you know, a great wine to have on a especially hot day like today.
It has a beautiful flavor profile. It's not that big oaky Chardonnay, big blousy Chardonnay, and it's not quite as minerally or herbal as Sauvignon Blanc, John.
Yeah. Often Sauvignon Blanc tends to just be one-dimensional. You know, it's kind of grapefruity or lemon-lime or something, and this is really interesting. There are all kinds of delicious things going on.
Certainly citrusy, lemony, but also kind of a peachy
peach,
almond.
Yes, yeah,
are you getting some of that, too?
Yeah, yeah.
What is, are those some of the descriptors you would attribute to this wine, Jamie?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Those are, you know, typical characteristics and flavors of the Albarino grapes. And then what my dad has also started doing over the years is he saves a barrel of the lees after we rack it off post primary fermentation, and he'll stir that lees in the barrel once a week, and it's in a new French oak barrel. And then for about 4 to 6 weeks, we'll stir that, add it back to the tank, and continue to stir the lees. So you don't get that oakiness, but the lees just allows it to create kind of that soft, creamy mid-palate that you get when you taste it. So it just adds a little bit more complexity.
So how much of this did you make of this?
We made a little less than 500 cases of it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it sells out pretty fast. It's one of our fastest-selling white wines.
Is it available around, or is it mostly at the winery where we'd have to find this?
It'll be, through our winery, our tasting room, and then also our website as well. It'll be available.
It's great. Oh, go ahead.
No, if somebody wants to get it, they better jump on it right now.
Yes, I would recommend that.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of my favorite whites for this 2017 vintage. It's just got a lot of flavors, and you know, with these hot days, it's a great wine to enjoy with family when you're sitting outside, you know, picnic by the pool or anything like that.
So is there, because you planted it. Is there more Albarino being planted in California now?
I've tried a couple of other Albarinos, but it's not a huge amount. Uh-huh. I don't think it's a white grape that a lot of people have are very familiar with, but I wouldn't be surprised if in the next few years people start jumping on you know, planting Albarino more.
Are you able to get pretty good tonnage on this overall? Is it pretty prolific?
Yeah, we do. We get good tonnage. You know, we make sure, like, especially with this last vintage, with it being, you know, all the heat spells and stuff, you know, we make sure that we protect the fruit, you know, we don't pull lots of leaves, you know, and all that, and just to maintain the acidity. But we get pretty good tonnage, 2 to 3
tons
an acre.
It's racy, it's exciting, it's crisp. And John and I were at the Press Democrats wine tasting a couple of weeks ago, where John helped people make their own Asian spring rolls. It was a wonderful event. And I was talking to some of the people in line. I was asking them, what do you think the best wine pairing would be for these Asian spring rolls? And there was one person that came up to the booth and said, I just tried an Albarino at a winery at booth number 38, and I think it's hands down the best pairing for John's Asian spring rolls. Remember that?
Perfect. I love it. I haven't tried your Asian spring rolls, John, but I'm going to have to, especially with the Albarino now.
Yeah.
So it seems like this would be a good pairing for seafood, John.
It would be a delicious pairing for seafood and for, you know, kind of the complexity of Asian foods. I always have to, when you say Asian, I mean, that's such a big part of the world, but, you know, but for those things in which there's a lot of ginger and, you know, fruit flavors and a little bit of sugar and all of that kind of stuff, this would be a fantastic wine with that.
So where is the tasting room for those that are listening out of the area, Jamie?
So the tasting room is actually located in Glen Allen, California. It is off Highway 12, 14335 Sonoma Highway. It sits right below the Arrowwood Winery.
And you're open 7 days a week? Oh, we might have lost her.
Uh-oh.
Looks like.
Oh, sorry. Did I lose you?
Yeah. No, we're here. Are you open 7 days a week?
We are open 7 days a week. Monday through Thursday, the tasting room is open from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5:30.
Well, it's a wonderful way to start the celebration today at 11:05 to taste the 2017 Imagery Estate Winery Albarino from the Silva Vineyard in Sonoma Valley, the sweepstakes best white wine of the North of the Gate tasting here at the Sonoma Marin Fair. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations to you, another generation of band singers, bringing beautiful wines to our Sonoma County residents and those near and far. Thanks so much, Jamie.
Thank you.
Good talking with you. Thanks so much.
Bye.
We'll be back, and we'll taste a little bit of wonderful fair food before we taste our award-winning red sweepstakes wine. Live at the Sonoma Marin Fair, gates open at noon today. You can start tasting wine at 4. There's a lot to do in the Midway and Carnival. Lots of great eats. Lots to do for the family. Lots of kid-friendly activities. It's the Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, live on KSRO.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low-fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash-out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and our California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts at Nature Spirit Garden and La Vida Buena Nursery. Savor farm fresh eggs, delicious cheeses and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, hothouse tomatoes, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. The Patch is back with the finest tomatoes, onions, and fresh produce. The best choices of food vendors, Minhee Hill's authentic Korean cuisine, Lata's Indian cuisine has returned with their exotic dishes, and Eli's Kitchen provides fabulous homemade Mexican food. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa original certified farmers market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Pina taquitos, chicken wings, chipotle calamari, coconut fried shrimp, $6 bites, and $7 beverages. It's happy hour at Lupe's Diner and Agave Room on the Windsor Town Green. Happy hour is ecstatic when it's half off. Get your $50 gift certificate for half off. That's a $50 gift certificate for just $25 for Lupe's Diner and Agave Room on the Windsor Town Green. See this and other great deals from Your Sweet Expectations and Twin Oaks Roadhouse at MySonomaDeals.com. That's MySonomaDeals.com.
Windsor Kaboom 2018 is brought to you by the Active 2030 Club and Town of Windsor. Celebrate our nation's independence on Tuesday, July 3rd at Kaiser Park in Windsor with the annual Kaboom fireworks display and live performances by the Pat Jordan Band and 14-piece Michael Jackson tribute band Foreverland. $10 general admission, 18 and over, $5, 17 and below. Children under 3 are free. All details at WindsorKaboom.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the Sonoma Marin Fair, I'm Steve Garner, and it's the KSRO Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash, and we're tasting great sweepstakes award-winning wines at the North of the Gate Wine Festival. This is the ones that you'll be able to taste starting at 4 this afternoon or 1 o'clock tomorrow. We just tasted the wonderful Albarino from Imagery Estates Winery. And you did a wonderful tour of Napa Valley just a few days ago, didn't you, John?
I did. It was kind of the first time with in conjunction with the CIA and COPIA. This was, I think they've only done one other of these, but it was a chef's tour of the Napa Valley. And, you know, I know something about the Napa Valley, but I'm certainly not intimate with it. So it was fun to discover some new places that I didn't know about. And one of them was an amazing winery that actually has been there for a long time that had really terrific wines. It's called Tres Sabores. Oh. And Tres Sabores, three flavors, three, you know, individual tastes of something. Run by this most amazing woman winemaker, and one of the things, and I don't mean this in a in a pejorative way, but it was so much fun to go to a place that isn't so tricked out. You know, so many Napa Valley wineries are so beautiful, and they've spent gazillion dollars, you know, with fancy tasting rooms and all that stuff. And this was like going to your like a family winery, which it really is. It was really great.
And good wines?
Really good wines. One of those, and I thought, why haven't I heard of this place before? And the reason for it is it's small, but they also, they sell everything out, so they don't have to enter competitions or do any of that kind of stuff. So.
Nice. Well, we want to go in a completely different direction from wine tasting. We're going to go directly to dessert at this point, and we want to welcome Jenny from Big Jim's Catering. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for coming over.
Yeah.
You're a mad woman of the Midway. You're racing between how many different booths do you guys have?
I have four different booths here.
Oh, no.
And what are the four?
I have Dippin' Dots. I have Super Pups, which is the traditional corn dog here. And I have a stand called Golden Bear Grill, which sells hamburgers. And then we also have a fresh-made churro stand that's called Churro Zone. They do fresh churros. We do sundaes.
Wow, they're here now.
They are.
They just arrived. Now, I had to ask you to bring this dog. What's the name of this dog?
This is called the Ugly Dog.
And why do you call it that?
Well, as you see, it's got a little tongue.
Oh, my.
Tongue to the side of it. Plus, it's got kind of the it's not very attractive looking, but it tastes really good.
Yeah. And, of course, this is honor of the Ugly Dog Contest, which is happening tonight at 6 o'clock.
Exactly.
And I want to mention that, folks, you can go online and take a look at all of the ugly dogs. You can't vote. Voting is closed by now. But there's about 15. I think they're adorable, actually, but some would call them ugly.
I do.
And so in honor of the Ugly Dog Contest, you've created the ugly dog itself. And it looks delicious. Mike, our producer, I would ask you to do the honors. Mike, would you please try the ugly dog for us?
I know, because he's a young guy, and he eats these kinds of things.
So and I will eat it, too. So it's got bacon and what else? Cheese and what
else? It's got bacon, cheese, and chili.
And chili.
Yeah, and the bacon is wrapped around the hot dog, and we grill it, so you get that extra bit of fat to it all over the hot dog. Yeah.
Now, these churros are different than regular churros.
Well, these churros are not pre-made. What we're used to in the United States are pre-made churros. That's become kind of the standard. What we are doing is we have now taken a cart, and we have put a fryer system in it, and we make this dough from scratch and fresh make the churros the same way they do in Mexico. We went down to Mexico, we had fresh churros, and it was like, oh my God, I don't think people here realize what real churros are supposed to taste like, but they taste completely different. It's kind of like if you go to a store and get a Foster Farms corn dog, as opposed to coming out to a fairgrounds and getting a real corn dog. It's a completely different flavor.
So describe a churro. What, for those who've never had one?
Well, a churro originally was a Spanish dessert. It came from Spain, and then when the Spanish came over to Mexico, it then became pretty much a Mexican Central America type of dessert. Originally, when churros were made, they were made with a dipping sauce, which is kind of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're sticking the sauce down the center. And the most popular one was the caramel, which they call cajeta. And so the cajeta is stuck down the center of the churro.
Oh.
And so as it went to Mexico, of course, it expanded out and it's become more sugary. And now they've added chocolate, strawberry.
We've got to close up because we got another interview. Yeah. But I want to ask, not many people have an injectable churro system. Is that correct?
No, I don't. Nobody does this. Nobody does injectable churros.
So is it patented?
It is not patented.
And so what flavors do you have?
Right now we have, for you guys to try, we have the chocolate cajeta or strawberry.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. So Mike's going to try all those. And then we have Dippin' Dots. Is this a new flavor?
This is cotton candy. So Dippin' Dots is an interesting ice cream. They do the same thing, regular ice cream. They make a batter for it. But the difference that they do with Dippin' Dots is they then take that batter and they throw it in liquid nitrogen, mm-hmm. which brings it 100 degrees below zero, which does two things. First, it makes this batter form into these little itty-bitty dots, but it also flash freezes it. So you know when you freeze something and you kind of lose a little bit of flavor in the freezing? Well, here you don't. It is completely creamy, just like if you were eating the batter from scratch.
So this is the perfect thing for
this
today.
This is the perfect thing from today.
Okay, and is this Big Jim?
Yes, this is my husband.
Hi, Big Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for joining us, Big Jim and Jen.
Should have asked for directions.
And you just go to any of their booths and get the Dippin' Dots, get the churros, get the Ugly Dogs, and all the other wonderful fair food.
And the corn dogs.
Yeah. And the corn dogs, too.
Yeah. We have foot-long corn dogs as big as your arm. Oh. They call them the monster dogs.
I'll be there at noon.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim and Jennifer. Let's go to Placerville, John, and taste some fantastic patisserie. Trevor, are you on the phone with us this morning?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hi, Trevor. Steve Garner here along with Chef John Ash live at the Sonoma Marin Fair. You guys won a sweepstakes for best red wine entered in the North of the Gate competition for your Lewis Grace 2015 Petit Sirah El Dorado. Where are the grapes grown for this wine? And a little bit about the history of your winery, please.
Yes, the grapes are grown here in El Dorado County. El Dorado County is just east of Sacramento County. Just outside of Placerville, and we're about halfway between Sacramento and South Lake Tahoe. So we've got sort of the rolling foothills, a lot of interesting topography, but higher elevation producing for this Petit Sirah is just really, you know, it's ideal environment for this grape.
This is 100% Petit Sirah?
This particular blend, it was 90% Petit Sirah, and it's got about 10% Cabernet Sauvignon. And
there's
Grace Winery.
There's a real tradition of winemaking up in El Dorado County. I think a lot of people outside of the area tend to think, oh, it's always Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino, but El Dorado's been making wine for as long as any of those places. Is that correct?
Right. It was. It's part of the historic gold country, and mm-hmm. some of those miners that came early on, you know, Italian immigrants brought vines with them, and has some of the, you know, the state's very first vineyards and wineries here.
So the Lewis Grace brand. Who was Lewis Grace?
So Lewis Grace is my fourth great grandfather, and he came from Ireland. And he actually was an American patriot and fought in the Revolutionary War. And it's just our label just sort of embodies, and you know, it's sort of a homage to our family history.
This is a beautiful wine,
uh-huh.
and this is difficult to do. John and I actually did a Petit Sirah tasting many, many years ago. We tasted through 25 Petit Sirahs, and our teeth were stained permanently. After that event,
it's a bigger, bolder, inkier red wine for sure. Part of my job as a winemaker is to sort of craft it so you do get some of the characteristics of, you know, a higher altitude wine, but also make it palatable and you don't have those real coarse, grippy, chewy tannins. So,
and it doesn't taste, I should look at the bottle, it's not so alcoholic. I think that's always the problem with Petit Sirah.
Sometimes if you get, you know, a little higher heat, you get a little higher sugars, and that'll lead to a higher alcohol. So it's it's really keeping that alcohol in check, and so that the alcohol doesn't accentuate tannin and bitterness.
Well, I notice it's 14%. Many times you see these at 15, 8, even maybe even a little more.
Yeah, no, I believe in getting an alcohol that's approachable, and you know, it's part of the trade to get it really dialed in and pick at the right time, and you know how you ferment it and the kind of yeast you use and the kind of oak you use. So it's all part of the process.
Do you have a tasting room in Placerville?
We do. We have a tasting room out here. It's in the Apple Hill area. It's you know, historically a really good grape growing and fruit growing region. But yeah, we've been making wine since 2004, and our tasting room's been open since 2011. And yeah, we get, you know, we're open 6 days a week.
Well, we invite people when they're up in the Gold Country to visit Placerville and try this great Petit Sirah, the Lewis Grace 2015 Petit Sirah from El Dorado County. It was the Sweepstake Red Winning Wine here at the North of the Gate competition, and we're speaking with Trevor Grace, winemaker. It's a family-run operation. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us live on the show today, mm-hmm. Trevor. Really a terrific bottle of wine.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we will meet a couple restaurateurs that are going to be opening a restaurant here in Petaluma in just a few weeks from now. Chef John Ash and Steve Garner live at the Sonoma Marin Fair. This is KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts at Nature Spirit Garden and La Vida Buena Nursery. Savor farm fresh eggs, delicious cheeses and produce, like fresh strawberries, avocados, hothouse tomatoes, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. The Patch is back with the finest tomatoes, onions, and fresh produce. The best choices of food vendors, Minhee Hill's authentic Korean cuisine, Lata's Indian cuisine has returned with their exotic dishes, and Eli's Kitchen provides fabulous homemade Mexican food. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa original certified farmers market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
When will the inspiration hit you?
I was a working mom, two jobs, and was looking into education and heard the radio ad and said, why not? Let's do it.
I'm retired law enforcement and thought it was time to make a career change.
Empire College is so proud to be changing lives, but the graduates are more proud to have been a part of Empire College.
If you're willing to work it, it's a very incredible school to attend, and you can achieve your goals.
It's a really supportive community that is dedicated to your success, both in school and outside of school.
I just completely love it here.
Empire College makes it easy.
And I found that it was quick school. It was exactly what I wanted to do, and I wanted to get a degree right away.
They will take care of everything. They take care of the financial aid. They take care of every piece, your scheduling. You never even have to think what class you're taking next. It's all done for you, and you're set up for success.
Get inspired and change your life today at Empire College. Course and registration details at empirecollege.com.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to prepare for the future, but its IT infrastructure was stuck in the past. So CDWG orchestrated a converged infrastructure solution featuring Dell EMC technology. It modernized their data center using the industry's most innovative infrastructure portfolio. Servers and storage by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG. People who get it.
811 is a free service to keep our community safe. Before you do any project, big or small, PG&E will come out and mark your gas and electric lines so you don't hit them when you dig. Call 811 before you dig and make sure that you and your neighbors are safe.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Red flag warning till tomorrow night. Today's sunny at 95 degrees, 74 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 55, 53 on the shores. Blue skies for Sunday at 80, 63 in Bodega Bay. Partly cloudy for Monday at 79, 68 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
In the KSRO Kitchen. Today it's set up at the Sonoma Marin Fair. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash, live as always, celebrating 31 years, bringing you the best in food and beverages throughout Northern California. I want to remind our listeners that today at 2 o'clock at the wine bar, there's a demo of Layla's Jams. The wine bar demo today. She's got jams for sale. They've got a great menu, a complete meal using jams. There's an appetizer using cheese and sour cream and cream cheese and apricot lavender jam and sriracha pear jam and habanero local honey. There's a store-bought chicken drizzled with lavender honey, orange marmalade, whole chicken cooked with preserved lemons, mango lime jam. There's cut-up fruits with caramel apricot butter, store-bought angel food cake halved with apricot jam in the middle and cherry jam, big chunks of cherries. And almost all the fruit is grown locally in Sonoma County, except for the cherries, which and the apricots she gets from over in Patterson. She's really a force of nature, this gal. So at 2 o'clock, you can sample all of, she calls herself Layla.
And she's going to demo.
She's going to demo. Yeah. And you can get a lot of her wonderful jams. She also has a store just down the block on East Washington Street, Layla's, L-A-L-A apostrophe S. Make sure you check her out. I want to welcome Robert and Andrea to the show. Welcome, Andrea and Robert, to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You all have an amazing story of restaurants that are that a restaurant that's currently operating in San Francisco and a restaurant that's going to be operating in Petaluma. So tell us the story of your backgrounds and how you started the restaurant in San Francisco.
Well, I'm going to make this story short, right? Well, I was working up in, we lived up in Truckee, and I was executive chef for a country club called Marty's Camp. I spent there over four years, and one of the members was a Norwegian guy, and he asked me to do a Christmas dinner in San Francisco 6 years ago, and I went down and cooked a Christmas dinner for 250 people, and people enjoyed it so much, so we got in contact with a Norwegian guy who is a manager of three hotels in San Francisco, and he asked if we were interested to take over a restaurant. And just to make the story short, we said yes, and we just went for it.
And what is the name of the restaurant in San Francisco?
Well, everybody's calling it a plage, but it's pronounced play. You know, it's just fun words of the English word play. You know?
It's spelled P-L-A-J, but it's pronounced play.
Yeah.
And where is it located?
It's 333 Fulton, just next to City Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Right in Hayes Valley.
In Hayes Valley.
Oh, yeah. And what is the food? That kind of
The food is based on all Nordic countries, mostly Swedish, because I'm Swedish myself, from Stockholm. But the influences from all the Nordic regions and really nice mixed with California produce and the thing is, you know, it's been a lot of Nordic restaurants or Swedish restaurants in San Francisco in the past 10, 20 years. They never made it because they made it too authentic. So we made it crazy.
So explain that. How do you mean?
When it's too authentic, it's not flavors for the American palate.
Ah, oh.
So we twisted our food to bring it a lot of the California flavors to it.
Is the restaurant in a hotel?
Yeah,
yes. Is in a boutique hotel. Has
called the Inn at the Opera.
Inn at the Opera.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're open for dinner nightly?
7 days a week. Mm-hmm. Just dinner. So no breakfast, no lunch.
Okay.
You know, so 5 to 9 on the weekdays and 5 to 11 on weekends.
So then you moved to Petaluma and you decided, we have to do another restaurant.
Yeah, I think
there's a 12-step program.
Right. I don't know if I'll ever do another one after this, but yes, we did. I think that just, you know, our family's here, our kids are here, and I'm just dying to be close to home. And I think we're surrounded by such beautiful farms, and Petaluma is really growing. And I kind of just wanted to be in my community because we feel like disconnected to both in so many ways because we're in and out.
So in recent years, there have been a number of, I think Americans are just learning about Scandinavian, Nordic food, but there have been a number of just absolutely beautiful cookbooks that have come from that part of the world. And it is different flavors, different ingredients, many of which I think Americans are not so familiar with, but really delicious food.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too, I think when they came up with the whole new Nordic scene, that was 10 or 12 years ago, it was more like, you know, what are we using? Why are we bringing produce from other countries? Why we should focus what we have and focus on all the microbreweries or micro cheesemakers, and really make it all about the community and put a plan of where you eat is where we get the food. Okay. And that staple has, every restaurant is using that, everybody's using it. So it's a beautiful thing, you know, so it's not too different what's going on in the United States today. Because both, you know, the Nordic countries or Europe or United States, they're taking influences from each other.
So your new one that you're going to open in Petaluma is called Stockholm.
But it's spelled Stockhome. A little play on words.
Yes.
Another way. Yeah, I'm from Stockholm, Sweden, and we came up with Stockholm, or well, my wife came up with Stockholm. It was just home from home, and try to do something different with the menu. Create something that's not existing here, and just have fun with the food. We're going to do a service count over the counter.
Well, we have a working menu. This is not the final one yet.
We're getting close.
We're going to touch on some of the items that you might see on the opening menu, which might be happening sometime in July, is what you're hoping for. Is that correct?
We are, fingers crossed, hoping for a July
and
opening.
Where's it located?
So it's 220 Western. Cross Street is Liberty, so a lot of local people will know it. The space right behind Petaluma Market.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly.
Or two buildings down.
Yeah. I mean, so you're 2 minutes from the fairgrounds.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. We'll come back and we will taste some of the beautiful foods that, thank you so much for bringing this to us. Andrea and Robert Sundell have brought us. They're the owners of Play Restaurant in San Francisco. It's spelled P-L-A-J. And the soon-to-debut Stockholm Restaurant in Petaluma. It's the Good Food Hour live at the Sonoma Marin Fair. Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. This is the Good Food Hour. This is KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
The jewel of the Sonoma Coast. Bodega Bay, home of the historic Inn at the Tides Restaurant, Hotel, and the Bayview Restaurant. Serving authentic Italian cuisine created by Mario Maggi.
I come in from a long way. I opened 31 restaurants in my life all over the world, from Tokyo to Seoul, and 14 restaurants in the United States.
Chef Maggi grew up in the kitchen learning how to make gnocchi by hand. His cooking is the original farm-to-table concept, sourcing local seasonal ingredients just like back home.
It's not fusion confusion. My cooking is very easy because in Italy, the food is simple.
The menus vary depending on the season. Enjoy his braised lamb shank in the winter, spaghetti caprese in the summer. What else, Chef Maggi?
I make some ossobuco, and I want to do a bacala.
The Bayview Restaurant at the Inn of the Tides. Come and meet international Italian chef Mario Maggi.
Hi, how are you?
Go to innatthetides.com for more info.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat-screen TV, haul off some junk? Well, check out Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs and chores with customers who need them done. And the Tackle app is coming to cities all across America soon. Go to Tackle.com to see where Tackle is launching next. Just complete the 6 easy steps to register, and you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money as a Tackle provider. The Tackle app is revolutionizing the way people get things done. Go to Tackle.com today and sign up. Stop thinking about making money doing what you love and start doing it with Tackle. Sign up to be a Tackle provider now at Tackle.com. Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com.
dimples are so cute on babies.
Cute on babies, but not on my thighs and derriere.
I know. I hate my cellulite.
Me too. I work out all the time, but it just won't go away.
Ditch the dimples. Now there's an FDA-approved, minimally invasive procedure clinically proven to improve the appearance of cellulite for up to 3 years. It's called Selfina. You've seen it on Good Morning America and Rachel Ray because it works. When done by an expert like Dr. Tom, patients have great results.
I love helping my patients feel better about themselves. I've extensively researched the treatments for cellulite, and am pleased to introduce the most successful FDA-approved treatment for cellulite, Selfina. My patients love the immediate improvement in the appearance of their skin and the long-lasting results.
This summer, you could be showing off your beautiful smooth legs. Call 707-542-8346.
Look younger by Monday.
More information at drwaltertom.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the Sonoma Marin Fair. The doors open officially in about 15 minutes. Steve Gardner along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen today at the fair. And we're talking with the wonderful couple, Andrea and Robert Sundahl, chef owners of Play Restaurant in San Francisco, spelled P-L-A-J, and the soon-to-debut Stockholm Restaurant on Western Avenue here in Petaluma. Should be open in about a month or so. And we're tasting some of the foods that you might be serving on the menu. Describe what we're tasting, Robert. The first one is a lovely salad.
It's a salad of shrimp. We call it a skagen salad. Skagen is a very traditional Swedish shrimp salad. We serve with our homemade brioche, some smoked caviar and avocado for the California flavors to it, and fresh grated horseradish.
Ooh. And lots of dill.
Lots of dill. Other chefs has made fun of me in the younger years when I came over to the United States. They call me Chef Dill because that's what I was cooking with. And I was, you know, and my first job was in Arizona, so the Southwestern food it was a big, you know, change for me. You know, working with chilies and the Spanish influence of the American cuisine. So it was kind of fun, you know, when you're using a lot of cilantro, that we call fresh coriander in Sweden, you know, I was using dill. So that was
it. It's great. I love it. Yeah, partly because it's so refreshing. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, it helps you eat more. Dill, fresh dill. Yeah.
I'm a big lover for.
And you make your own horseradish.
Horseradish
cream.
Yeah, it's not cream. It's just fresh grated horseradish roots.
That's beautiful. And then on to the main courses. Is this the meatballs with lingonberries and pickled cucumbers?
Yeah, you need to have Swedish meatballs. Mm-hmm. You know, we eat in every corner in Sweden. We have meatballs. The fun with the menu, you know, everybody's doing, or not everybody is, sorry about my words here, but you can see a lot of rice bowls, you can see a lot of, you know, salad bowls, etc. So we're going to focus on making mashed potato bowls.
Wow.
So it'll make it a little interesting. You know, we're going to do it with pork cheeks, you know, fresh seafood, you know, with salmon and shrimp, in saffron. So it's going to be a little bit different, and just having fun with it, and a lot of bistro foods from Sweden as well that's on the menu.
So you were saying during the break that this really is stuff you would find all over Sweden, all over Scandinavia.
Yes.
Now, a kind of street food.
Yes.
I mean, you find it on the street. You find it in.
I mean, every bar or whatever you go, you can find these items. Mm-hmm. What I try to do is just refreshing them up a little bit and just put my twist on it.
Mm-hmm. And so this is the mashed potato bowl? Is that
one of the mashed potato bowl, right.
Beautiful. What's in the meatballs?
Oh, it's we have a pork.
Reindeer?
Beef. No. If they know I do reindeer, you know, I think people are going to kind of kill me in San Francisco. I don't know if they're going to get away with it. Maybe caribou. Who knows? But I can't put a reindeer on the menu, especially not on the Christmas time, right?
No.
No, but we have allspice, nutmeg, it's caramelized onion, mustard, breadcrumbs, milk, and that's about it.
So it's really, it's not IKEA.
It's not IKEA, you know.
It's not.
This is more homemade. So
it's better.
This is everything I've been growing up with, from my grandma's recipes and.
These meatballs are sublime.
Oh, thank you.
Because
thank
most you. Meatballs, they're like ping pong balls. You can bounce them off the concrete. These have a very soft flavor. They're carefully, lovingly made, you can tell. Mm-hmm. And the lingonberry sauce is just terrific on them.
Yeah, it's very comforting.
So I can tell something you did with the meatballs, and that is that you didn't sit there and kind of, which people make the mistake of doing, of mashing them together and rolling them, and then they end up being like little golf balls.
But the thing is, you can't work it too much.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the big problem. The same, I mean, I used to, for example, if you're even making a hamburger, mm-hmm. if you work the meat too much, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to get pretty grainy and tough.
So you have Turkish food here.
Yeah.
And is that because they're Turkish? Well, is part of the
The Middle Eastern aspect of Sweden, it's been for many years, since I grew up, it's been very, very popular. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, especially the Turkish influences when it came in the late 70s, beginning of the 80s, you can find pizzerias all over. Not because we're going to serve pizza, maybe one day, but the Turkish brought a lot of influence to Swedish food, but it's not only Turkish, you know, it's from all over Middle Eastern, and it's fun today because that's what the, you know, when you speak to Swedish people, it's like, well, when are you going to go home? Well, I'm going to have a Swedish pizza, or I'm going to have Swedish kebab.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it is a little different, you know, and I don't think it's too different, but I think every country is putting their own little twist on things.
Well, it has a wonderful international flavor, so you're going to have kebab plates on the menu.
Oh, big plates, big.
Yeah.
Big
on kebabs.
Yeah.
And then wraps and pitas, wrapped in Swedish thin bread or pita with Icelandic yogurt.
Uh-huh.
What is Icelandic yogurt?
Oh, yeah. Want to take that?
No, go ahead. I mean, it's a skyr. It's a thicker yogurt.
It's almost almost like a Greek yogurt, but in a Icelandic way. And we want to try to work with the Nordic ingredients that we have as well.
I love this. What about sunchoke potato gratin with, is it Rangbeck cheese?
Yeah, it's a Swedish cheese.
From
Elmnesbruk is from Småland in Sweden. That's a little fun to have.
Boy, Sonoma County really hasn't seen anything quite like this menu.
It's, you know, it's fascinating because we don't see a lot of Scandinavian Nordic restaurants, even nationally. You know, they're there, but you have to kind of seek them out. You know, so it's great.
I know it's going to be interesting to see how the new guests is going to approach to this. And I think we're just going to have fun with food, and you know, we really want to focus on families.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to be counter service? You order
counter
at the counter.
Service, yeah.
So casual.
Casual. I mean, this is the place I need to, like, I want to eat when I'm here. Mm-hmm. You know, we have four kids, and you know, when we go out, affordability is always something that we have to keep in mind, and health food. We will have gluten-free, dairy-free options.
Vegan.
There's the vegan options. There's a lot of vegetables. Their presence on the menu as well. So. Mm-hmm. We're providing all this room for comfort as well as dietary needs.
And I can't forget some of the menu dessert ideas you have here. After 8, mint chocolate poached pear and vanilla cream, raspberry yogurt ice cream with dream cookie, lemon verbena meringue. These are very creative desserts.
So you brought a little dessert. What is this?
We're just going to go for it. This is a little twist on the princess cake. Just again, I mean, it's just marzipan.
Wow. While we're uncovering the dessert, talk about the bread.
Bread. So we're going to do a lot of house bread. And the bread you have in front of you, it calls limpa. It's an old country bread from Sweden. It's made of sourdough. but has a sweetness of dark syrup as well. Fresh yeast, rye flour, and also the flavors of star anise and fennel. So
this is a fantastic bread. Is there any molasses in there?
Okay. Yeah, this is a dark syrup.
Oh, thank you.
Now, John.
Now
we're feeding each other. It's a little romantic. I like that.
Oh, this is decadent. Will it be served in a cup like this?
Yeah, we're gonna make a big cake of it.
Yeah, that'll probably be. So this is a less traditional presentation at Play Restaurant. So at Stockholm, we'll probably actually bake the full cakes that people are used to seeing.
This is so much fun. This menu is really fun.
You know what, I really like it. So this is the kind of place I'd go to 2 or 3 times a week.
That's what we're hoping for.
I just want to have fun options. We're going to do a very classic, you know, you can find in every bistro bar in Sweden as well, and not everybody, but it's very famous in Stockholm, called plankstek. It's when you have a steak with Dutchess potatoes on a plank, on a plank. That you gratinated under the salamander with béarnaise sauce. So that's a perfect food for a pint or a beer. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have a fun beer program as well. We're going to have half of the beer we're going to have from Scandinavia or the Nordic countries, and the rest locally.
I like this beer called Pillage the Village.
That's a Mad Viking.
It's Mad Viking from Denmark.
Man, talk about a name for a beer that you've got to order. That sounds just brilliant. And some of the other beverages are quite exciting also. Something called a sea buckthorn lemonade?
Yeah, sea buckthorn is called the Arctic berry. And it's really hard to get it here in the States, but now I'm getting it from Canada. So it's almost like a passion fruit family. It has that taste.
It's very tart.
It's a very special berry, but it's fun to play with elderberries, sea buckthorn, lingonberries. You know, we're going to play with all of that.
Lingonberry soda also?
Lingonberry soda, yes.
Where's that? Is that imported? Or do you make your own lingonberry soda?
Housemade. We're going to have
it. You do? Wow. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Where do you get lingonberries?
Fresh lingonberries is coming from Canada as well.
I'm
just overwhelmed. Yeah. This is just such a wild concept. But only open for dinner, not lunch.
We're lunch and dinner.
Oh, you are lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm. We won't be doing breakfast.
And possibly 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. And brunch on Sundays.
Yes. So...
so that's going to be our breakfast.
Do you have a website?
We do.
Okay,
yeah.
And what is it?
StockholmRestaurant.com, mm-hmm. HOME.
Okay. Yeah.
So the menu is not up because it has not been finalized yet.
Exactly, yeah.
And the opening date has not actually been determined yet, but you're shooting for July sometime.
Yes.
And you're going to have Swedish music? Are there any Swedish bands around the
base? Yes, of course we're going to have a little Swedish music.
I'm unaware of any Swedish bands in the area, but people can certainly contact us.
Swedish folk music or something like that.
Well, we can see if we can get some little mixed music.
There might be some permit issues.
So Robert Andreas Sundahl, thank you for coming to the fair.
Thank you for introducing
our listeners to the up-and-coming Stockholm restaurant opening sometime in July. Look for information. We'll certainly keep in touch with you all, let folks know when you're going to open. And when you're in San Francisco, try Play Restaurant, PLAJ. That's your full Swedish restaurant in San Francisco.
Yes, in Hayes Valley.
In Hayes Valley. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
John Ash, we'll see you next week. We'll be talking about the Chris Silver Memorial Wine event at the Santa Rosa Junior College, and actually some barbecue ideas for July 4th.
Good.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks to the Sonoma Marin Fair for hosting us, as always. The fair opens in about 30 seconds. Enjoy the fair today and tomorrow.
Here they come.
Make sure you wear at least sunscreen number 100 when you come out to the fair today. Following, it's At the Table with Clark Wolf, and then On the Wine Road with Jeff Davis. This is KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Clay Thompson.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
I'm Draymond Green.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
Hi, I'm Kevin Durant, and this is where the Warriors won the championship. KSRO Santa Rosa.